USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. The Defense Department says there were good reasons for not shooting down that Chinese spy balloon over land last week.
It gave us additional time to observe the balloon, assessing the PRC's capabilities and tradecraft.
Deputy Defense Secretary Melissa Dalton at a Senate Foreign Affairs Committee hearing today. Idaho Republican James Risch says China may have made a very public mistake.
But this only highlights what it has been doing behind the scenes for years. Every country around the world should take note because the Chinese will do this.
Lawmakers learned more about the balloon after the public hearing in a classified briefing. Southwest Airlines says it definitely messed up during its holiday schedule meltdown. It's promising to spend $1 billion to upgrade its scheduling system. But Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth asked more of Southwest COO Andrew Watterson.
Mr. Watterson, will Southwest guarantee that passengers on canceled flights will be able to reach a live person within a reasonable amount of time?
There's no amount of people we could have put in place to handle all the calls at that time because of the scale of the disruption.
Okay. So you won't guarantee that?
Watterson said the airline will compensate passengers affected by these 16,000 canceled flights. They confirmed death tolls in Turkey and Syria from this week's monster earthquakes now tops 19,000, among them a family of four from New York City visiting relatives. Residents around Palestine, Ohio are being allowed to come home nearly a week after a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed and caught fire.
What's it all about?
He didn't write the words to his hit songs.
When you started out, Elfie.
But Burt Bacharach's melodies made for some of the greatest songs of the 20th century. Alfie, This Guy's in Love with You. Do You Know the Way to San Jose? Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Burt Bacharach died yesterday of natural causes. He was 94. This is USA News.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The man accused of trying to kill himself and his family by driving their car over a cliff in Central California is due in court today. And San Mateo County DA Steve Wagstaff says the evidence is solid.
So we have video showing the movement of the car as it went, after it left the tunnel, went up the hill, went turned off of the road, and then turned to go down the cliff.
Dharmesh Patel faces three counts of attempted first-degree murder. Offices are starting to fill up again, now nearly 3 years since the start of the pandemic. At the Real Estate Research Center at Texas A&M, Adam Perdue is still unsure of the scale of the return.
The idea that it was going to stay as low as it got was very oversold, but exactly how many people do end up coming back to the office is still an open question.
A new survey looking at 10 of the largest cities in the USA finds office occupancies at its highest level since the start of the pandemic. What's believed to be the oldest cheese shop in the USA is closing its doors. Oliva Dairy has sold cheese in New York City's Little Italy for more than 130 years. But it's another victim of the pandemic, racking up more than $600,000 in unpaid rent. The landlords agreed to forgive the bill if the store vacates its spot. Speaking of cheese, this is the day to honor one of our favorite cheese delivery devices, pizza. It's National Pizza Day, with shops around the USA offering deals and discounts. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text RADIO to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text RADIO to 64,000.